Okay, start whenever you want.
Hi, everybody.
No, not yet, sorry. Okay, I was being a jerk. Go ahead.
No, I'm not going to start.
No, I've ruined it. I've ruined Sneaky Dragon.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, I mean, a couple episodes back, let's be honest.
All right. 50 or so?
Yeah, that's being generous. Okay, shut up. I got to start. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Sneaky Dragon, episode 110. I'm Ian Boothby.
And I'm David Dedrick from the Sneaky Dragon podcast.
Oh, nice to meet you. The sound you're hearing in the background is torrential rain. So if you're listening to this and going like, why do I have to pee? It's because you're hearing dripping water through the entire episode. Can't complain because the rest of the world is in snowpocalypse.
Yes, that's right.
Thunder, snowmageddon.
Yes. Other parts of Canada have the same temperature as Mars, so we are doing all right.
Right. In Saskatchewan, there's an abominable snowman army that is actually attacking Regina right now. And it's pretty brutal.
Yeah, it is, yeah. There's places that were so cold that...
How cold were they?
The Celsius and Fahrenheit scale met.
Yes.
Minus 40.
That's right.
Degrees they meet. And that's where you don't want to meet them there.
No, you do not.
You don't want to be there when they meet.
No, I don't want to meet that temperature in a dark alley.
I remember talking to someone on the phone from Saskatchewan, and they're telling me how cold it was.
Could you please do the Saskatchewan accent?
And she told me that it was minus 52 with the wind chill factor. And I said, I don't have enough clothes in my entire wardrobe for that temperature. Like, even if I put on all my clothes and walked outside, I would die.
I always see these people doing the thing where they take a hot boiling cup of water and they throw it in the air and it instantly vanishes.
Yeah.
I always want to see one of those where they throw one and it just lands on the person next to them. It's like, not quite the temperature. When you're just tossing, you often get a two-faced situation going on.
Yeah, the coldest day in Canada was somewhere in Saskatchewan. It was like that. You could take a glass of water and throw it, and it would turn to ice as it went through the air.
On the YouTube clips,
you could hear people talking, like from one side of town to the other. And it wasn't because it was a small town. It was just that because it was so cold, the sound traveled farther.
Right.
And so you could kind of talk at it, just a normal speaking level, not yelling.
And all you heard was pretty cold, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty freaking cold.
That's about it.
Oh, geez, this is some cold air,
right?
Wow,
it got turned into Minnesota.
Oh, boy. Well, everything turns Minnesota when you're
cold. When it gets
cold.
That cold,
yeah. That's where the Minnesota...
Because you're keeping your lips...
Right. The Minnesota tight. Accent. Oh, geez. Just put it in there.
Don't open my mouth too much. Oh, it's so cold out. Oh.
That's exactly what it's like. Yeah. Yeah. You know who's happy with this, though, right now is old people because they get to talk about the weather.
Yes.
You know, it's not, they're already like on board with talking about the weather. Like,
oh, man.
If you're an older person, you got two things to talk about. We can talk about three things.
Okay.
One, you can talk about the Tsar and the terrible things he did, but no one knows, no one remembers that.
That seems kind of odd, but okay. Yeah, that's a topic of conversation, honestly say I never heard that.
Yeah, just like telling you about Prussia and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you don't want to hear that. Or something about the Cossacks.
That's the Kaiser would be Prussia. Mm-hmm. The Tsar would be Cossacks, yeah. Sure, Cossacks and Tsars, pogroms, and all those sort of things, yeah.
Cossacks and Tsars. You ever play that game, Cossacks and Tsars?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I do very badly at it. I hate when you have to slide down the Cossack.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, just when you got to, like, you can do a lot of dirty Cossack jokes. Anyway, so there's two things they like talking about. One is the weather, and one is who's sick or dead.
Okay.
So it's like, you hear about Kelly. Oh, she's not doing well. Well, better than Stephanie. Why? Dead. You know, I mean, those are the things you like to talk about when you're an old person.
What I like
person.
About your story is the names are like so modern.
Yeah.
And then your person's supposed to be old.
I know. I should have been. Well, I almost.
Should have been like Myrtle?
Well, I almost went Murgatroyd. And then I went like.
Murgatroyd
you know
isn't a name, but Myrtle would be
what,
a name.
Murgatroyd isn't?
It's not a name. It's a good last name, but it's not a name.
Okay.
It's not a name.
So when you say heavens to Murgatroyd, who are you talking about?
You're talking about a guy who's Mr. Murgatroyd.
Oh, what That's happened to him?
Michael Murgatroyd.
Is he alive?
He's not anymore.
He's an old person would love that story.
He's in heaven.
Oh, good for
him. Heaven's to Murgatroyd.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like dollars to donuts.
There you go.
Well, that's the thing. Like, they love to tell a story about you. Mm-hmm. Not even you.
About
like,
Myrtle.
About being ill.
Helen.
Or
Helen is a good old name.
Right.
Helen's a good old name. Mary. Mary's a good old name.
Ruth. You can always go with a Ruth.
Ruth is very old. It's biblically old.
Yeah, you can just like, let's just go through your Bible and you can pick your names.
You can pretty much pick your names. Jehoshaphat, very common.
Yeah. Donkey. That's one. Because there's donkeys in the Bible.
It's called asses though. So
are they?
The ass, yeah.
Oh, okay.
The jawbone of an ass.
Mm, that's true.
That's the thing, yeah.
Samson. Like now that we're talking another about jawbones of an ass.
Another ass.
Oh, yeah, because he cut his hair. Nice job. Nice job, idiot.
He cut his hair.
Yeah.
Delilah cut his hair.
Well, yeah, no, he didn't cut. Well, you know what? I bet he shaved every day and he got a little weaker in the morning. And the beard came in and he just shaved it
five
up.
5 o'clock
shadow. And it's like, I feel a little weak mm-hmm. after doing that. I shouldn't do that. Or like, just manscapes a bit and then mm-hmm. he's like, can't lift things. Yeah.
What's manscaping? Sorry.
No, don't tell me you don't know what manscaping is. Okay.
Is that hair removal?
Oh, my Lord. Okay. All right. Here we go. Guys, everyone out there, you know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah, of course you do.
No, they don't. No, they don't.
Once again, this is one of those times they're yelling at their podcast going, we do. 99% of the people do. But it's okay. I'm happy to talk to the 1% that don't.
Okay.
Manscaping is, that's where you're trimming your man business in ways that are creative and shorter and doing all your kind of stuff.
It doesn't mean chest.
No, it doesn't necessarily have to be chest. It can be like any hair on your body. Then you're taking your razors and you are sculpting it in a way that mm-hmm. you see fit. That is your manscaping.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm thinking like when Samson did that, he would always like go down a notch. Or if he got like, say...
well-known manscaper.
Right. I wonder if he attached some hair to his hair, if he'd get really, really strong, or if it had to be his own.
I think it had to be his own. I don't think extensions worked.
Now, is there any other stories similar to this in the Bible? As our resident person who has studied the Bible, is there any other stories of someone who got strength in the Bible from something? Or is this the only kind of superhero-y tale?
I think that's the only superhero-y kind of tale.
Is this the only person with super strength in the Bible?
Trying to think through. Yeah, I would say so. I think everyone else is pretty regular.
Okay. Because
the story of Samson actually isn't like, it's like, it's not really, it's in the Bible, obviously, but it's part of a mythological story that was incorporated into the Bible, but wasn't strictly like part of that tradition. If you understand what I'm trying, I know it sounds kind of complicated.
No, I got you. Now in the, so what does it represent then? Like what lesson are we supposed to learn from the Samson story? Like don't trust ladies? Is it?
Well, no, I mean, because
there are some that are like women are untrustworthy.
Yeah, it is an odd story. It is an odd story because it's not just don't trust ladies because she is a lady from another tribe.
The general story basically is there's a fella, he's very like, strong, he lets a lady cut his hair, and when he lets her cut his hair, he loses his strength.
He doesn't let her, she cuts it while he's sleeping.
I see. So
because she is a foreigner, she is from another tribe, and so she comes as a spy, as a kind of a mole.
A spy in the house of love,
and she finds out what his weakness is, and then she cuts his hair.
Right.
And then he's chained to like the columns, right, in the story.
I think so, yeah.
Whether his hair grows back through their foolishness, I can't quite remember now.
They leave him there long enough for his hair to grow back.
And then he pulls on the columns, and I believe he kills himself and destroys them at the same time.
Okay, good on him.
But he was like a famous warrior and like was always in battles against these people and was well known for kicking their asses up and down the street.
This almost feels like a story that should have been written by Homer. This one doesn't feel like, it's like, hey, how'd that one make the cut into the Bible? This one, this little superhero tale of like, you know, and then what's his kryptonite? Well, it's cutting his hair. Wait, no one else has this in the Bible. No, there's no other stories of like, well, Noah loses his ability to make a boat if you like take away his hat. Like, there's nothing else.
I have a book that I could look at and look up this for you, but it's just sitting on my car in the trunk. So.
Is it called the Bible?
It's not the Bible. No, it's a book that explicates parts of the Old Testament. So.
Okay, we don't want to explicate on this show.
You don't want any explication.
No, it's gross. It's gross to hear the sound of someone explicating. There's so many people walking down the street right now, and they exculpate right on the...
Expulcate?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah.
What did you think I said?
I thought you were talking about explicate or exculpating, which would be to apologize.
I think you should for your mispronunciation of explicate.
There's
no need for that kind of language.
Really?
No.
Not enough Latin?
No.
No more Latin on
the
show.
We're not the explicating men.
We're not
Hugh Jackman.
No, I guess not.
No, we're not. Dave, I'm incredibly sick.
Still?
It's gone internal. Like it's now just
Before it was sitting on the outside of your body.
It was obvious.
Yeah. You could see it.
What it was before was the kind of thing like when you call into work and go like, I'm sick. mm-hmm. That business.
Yeah.
Now it's just gone inside and it's just made me weak and shaky and stupid. Mm. I've now got the dumb flu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's now you know how Samson felt.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah. Well, I think it was a similar Basically, what you're saying is you got your hair cut.
Yeah. I wonder if he took his hair and he made a merkin or something, that maybe he could just get some of that strength back.
Okay. A merkin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't insult our friends, the South.
What? There's an old-timey name, Merkin. Hey, Mr. Merkin.
I was thinking that they're like, I'm an American.
Oh, I get it. Well, I'm not insulting them. I'm you're an American, so I don't. Oh, or are you? Wait a second.
Wait, I'm kind
of.
Wait.
Now, those of you that don't follow Dave on Facebook, why wouldn't you? He's a charming man. He puts up delightful things. You were saying you were having trouble with. Now you've got a thing called a permanent resident card.
Yes.
Now a permanent resident card. Now the first thing
implies something. What is the first word of it?
You're a fan of the band The Residents.
No, the first word of it is permanent.
Permanent, right.
Which implies permanence.
It meant you got it in the 80s when you had a perm.
Yeah. It implies permanence.
Yeah.
And it turns out it expires.
Okay. How can I did you not have know a temporary that. Permanent? That's like I a did temporary not know that. Permanent marker.
I didn't even. Someone told me that. I was talking to them about the fact that I have a permanent resident card. They had a permanent resident card.
Right.
And they said, mine just expired and I need to get a new one. I said, oh, they expire? And I looked at mine and it was expired in October.
Oh, so you were not.
October 21st. I am no longer legally allowed to live. No, I'm still a permanent resident of Canada.
Are you?
I just don't have a card that shows that. So,
oh, okay. So
I can't fly
can
out of the country.
Work.
I can't
Dave,
fly.
Dave, is it legal for you to do this podcast right now?
It's totally illegal for me to do this podcast right now.
Oh my gosh.
Because I'm downloading it. But the
I don't even get the logic of that. So you're downloading this podcast. Well, first of all, you download podcasts.
We're leaving an interesting part of my story, but anyway, okay.
No, but you derailed it with that weird concept.
Oh, hi, everybody. This is David talking to you from the studio, my studio, not the Sneaky Dragon studio. I have to interrupt the show just to let you know that part of the show disappeared. I don't know where it went. As you know, my computer died, and I'm using a new computer, using a new program for recording the show, and it seems to have disappeared part of the program. So I'm hoping this will be the only one. I may be interrupting again. I don't know. I haven't listened to the whole show yet. At this point of the show, Ian and I had a little bit of a back and forth about my downloading the show, and we made a few jokes, and then I talked about coming without a permanent resident card for the very first time. When I discovered that I needed one, I came into an airport here in Vancouver, and I was told by the rather snippy customs officer that I was not allowed in the country without one. And basically, it was one of those times where people make outrageous statements that they can't back up, and then they have to back down from that. So it's kind of amusing. But anyway, let's go back to the show. Sorry about this. You don't have a permanent resident card. I need a permanent resident card? Yeah, otherwise you can't come in the country. Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know. I wish someone had mentioned this before I left. Okay, well, next time remember that. So I can come in the country. Yeah, I was just being kind of short with you. He didn't say that, but, you know, I had that kind of thing right. Where, you know.
Now, was he a little person at the time and that was a hilarious joke?
How do you mean?
Like, was he a little person and that was a funny joke saying I'm being short with you?
No, he wasn't.
Like a Hervé Villechaize or something?
He didn't say that. I just realized that he was being short with me after.
Oh, you were reading
I went
mind.
Through that, yeah. Okay, I was like, okay, you're just angry with me.
Right.
You said I couldn't come into the country, but now you know there's no way you can keep me out of the country because, you know, obviously I live here. I work here. I'm married to a Canadian. I have Canadian children. You can't keep me out. There's no way.
I say don't challenge him on that kind of thing.
No, I'm not going to say that, obviously, there. But I just mean, you know, he knew that. So he's like, no, of course
you can
come in.
You don't want to chest bump
the
guy.
Next time you come in, make sure that you have your permanent resident card.
Okay.
So 4 years later, I made sure that I got my permanent resident card.
Did you leave the country in between those times?
Oh, yeah. I went around to the States because no one cares about the States part of it, right? This is when you fly in the airport. That's when they care about it.
Okay.
But now, wow. I went across. We went down to Seattle. A little while ago, my daughter, Millis.
Good one. Well done. Episode 110, learning your own code names.
Hey, I'm a spy. Uh-huh. I'm born to be a spy.
In the House of Love.
So we went out with Mary, and because she had a friend who was coming from Washington, D.C. to Washington State.
Oh, confusing.
Yeah. And
oh, that's the it was, Washington to Washington.
It turned out what happened was she got lost because she thought she was going back to Washington and she ended up coming to Washington State. But while she was here, they thought they should hook up. So we went down to Seattle so that they could meet each other for the first time ever.
Nice.
And it was kind of – so when we're coming back though, then the lady at the border, she also got kind of pissy with me because I didn't have a permanent resident card that was valid. I did have one, but it's not, it's expired. And then I said, I made the mistake of saying,
do you know who I am? I host two podcasts, man. Podcasts. Sneaky Dragon, yeah. And Completely Beatles.
Yeah.
And she said about Completely Beatles, I
how do you spell that?
That's right.
She said, I'm Completely Beatles, the one that C-O-M-P-L-E-T-L-E-Y. I love that one. I said, no, I'm the C-O-M-P-L-E-A-T-L-Y. She goes, well, that's not how you spell completely. I'm not letting. I don't think I let you in the country.
Your story doesn't hold water.
It doesn't hold any water. That's right.
Yeah, much like the tarp above your
your deck.
Yeah,
it doesn't hold water.
No water.
Well, that holds a lot of water.
Yeah, but much like my mini comics in the 90s, people aren't buying it. Okay, go ahead.
I'll join that club. So, much like our T-shirts on the website.
Hey, I sent a couple out like last week. They're fine.
Oh, finally.
Yeah. Okay. What do you mean finally? It was the holidays.
All right. They're fine.
They've flown in the air, or they've landed, or there's something.
They flew in.
Look, people are buying the shirts. Mm-hmm. They're fine.
Yeah.
How many shirts did you sell last year? None. Now, how many this year? More. There. So that's lots more.
That's true. So then she told me that I have to have one now to go across the border, across the American-Canadian border.
Right.
Whereas before you didn't. Before it was just kind of like, whatever. Mm-hmm. But now they're like, you need a PR card.
How many Canadians do you have to marry before they'll let you cross the border?
That's the thing. I've got already married to two.
Look at that. I made you more Canadians. I made you two more Canadians. Mm-hmm. These two Canadians will be paying taxes in Canada.
That's right.
For the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
You're welcome, say you.
They're afraid I'm going to take them back down to the States.
Oh, sell them?
Yeah, and sell them. That's right.
For medical experiments.
There's a lot of money down there.
Yep.
So I went... It's because I'm a bad planner.
Mm.
I went to get my picture taken yesterday for my PR card.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing is that I forgot to take a shower.
Right.
And I didn't shave.
Right.
So pretty much I look like Nick Nolte for his DUI picture.
So were you drunk as well?
I wasn't drunk. I just looked like him because of my lack of preparation and inability to... And
so you had kind of a hobo look.
I had a bit of a hobo look. Phyllis said I look like a criminal.
Oh.
So...
Well, now, yeah. You know what they say about that, is you want your picture to...
Shouldn't have worn my striped shirt?
No. You want your picture to look worse than you. So when they look at your picture and they look at you, you look great. But if you look great in your picture and they look at you like, well, sir, are you having a rough day, sir? Yeah. What you been up to, sir? Because you clearly look like crap and this picture looks fantastic. You don't want to be the guy in the tux, all suave James Bond, and then they see your real face. You want, a bit of growth on your puss.
Yeah.
You want to not look outstanding, and then they see you and go like, well, that guy really got his act together. Good for him.
Not my most recent passport, but my last passport that I had, we actually got lost somehow. Mm-hmm. Perhaps I lost it. I don't know.
You're a terrible planter, I've heard.
I'm a terrible planter?
Planter. Also a planter.
I'm a terrible planter. What kind of planter?
Hmm?
Like a peanut, you mean?
Hanging just... planter.
A hanging one. Yeah, I'm terrible.
You can't like stick flowers in you and then hang up for a summer.
You can't do that.
You know what? Squirrels are going to get into you and toss everything out.
It's a terrible squirrel problem. So like Samson.
You know why, Dave?
What's that?
You're a nut.
Well, sometimes you feel like a nut.
I don't.
So sometimes, I was going to say this. So when I, last time we went, not this most recent trip, but the trip before,
mm-hmm.
I kind of applied late for my passport because I'm a terrible planter.
Right.
And it basically came the day we were leaving. The day we were leaving. Right. It arrived in the morning.
So you wake up in a cold sweat.
Might have been the day before. I might be exaggerating slightly, but it came like either the day before or the day that we were leaving.
Please don't bear false witness on our show, Dave.
Pretty much it came not a moment too soon.
Mm-hmm.
The one problem with it was, this is the most terrible picture of me that's ever been taken.
What are you going to do, though? So you drew a little mustache on yourself?
It looked like my hair was exploding and I was drunk. It was a combination. Whoever looked at it would laugh, including, but not limited to, customs people.
Okay, well, here's the thing. Fool, as they say, fool you once, shame on you, shame on twice, shame three times, then you've got a fetish.
What?
Huh?
Wait a second.
So what I'm saying is, if you've got two pictures of yourself and you look drunk in both of them.
Yeah. No, I didn't look drunk in that. Well,
you might be. You just said you did.
Yeah, I did.
You just said second. Mm-hmm. Roll the tape back, everybody.
Wait, I haven't finished downloading it.
Really drunk.
Yep.
You're okay. Now here's the thing. Mm-hmm. What I'm thinking is happening, Dave. Now you don't drink.
No.
But I'm thinking you're sleep drinking.
Is that right?
Yeah. What I'm
I'm sleeping at work.
Yeah. Well, or at home. Okay. I assume what happens is then you get up, you get yourself, go to your
hidden. There's no alcohol in that.
But you don't know about it because only your sleep cell knows about it.
So I went, I drove to the liquor store.
Yeah. And you put it in your sleep cabinet.
Put it in my sleep
cabinet. You don't know where it is.
Yeah.
And then like you wake up, you drink and you write some bad poetry.
Sure.
And then you put it back in there and then you wake up and you don't
need to sleep to do that.
You've got no idea that you're drunk. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, at all. Mm. And, but then you go and get a picture taken and, the proof is in the pudding.
Proof is in the pudding.
Yeah. The rum pudding.
My poor judgment.
Yeah.
Yeah. For getting a picture taken at that moment.
Yeah.
Like, why not wait till your hair's dry? Or
yeah. You're sleep drunk.
Why not put a little stuff in your hair to make it look nicer, Dave?
Mm-hmm.
You could do that.
Yeah.
Cause I have really thick hair.
Dave, when you wash your hair with beer in the morning, do you have your mouth open at the same time?
That's where I'm getting my alcohol from.
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah.
This is the thing. Like, people don't know
drinking my shampoo.
You use a lot. Every product you have is, like, alcohol-based.
That's right.
You use a little rum for the deodorant and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. No, it all makes sense.
Yeah. A little rum for deodorant?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all. I mean, you don't drink perfect it, sense. But it gets in there eventually.
Yeah, of course, through the pores.
Yeah.
We're all very porous.
That's science.
Yeah.
You can drink a beer through your butt, you know, and you have that enema every morning.
Can you drink a beer through your butt?
Yeah, you can drink a beer through your butt.
Is that good for you?
No, of course it's not. Well, it's not good to drink a beer, period, but it's definitely not good to...
Well, it's not bad to drink a beer, but why would you...
It's not the best, but...
Why is it bad?
Because it's alcohol. It's something that messes your brain up. I mean, it's fun, but it's alcohol, not good for you. Like, if you're falling in the good for you, not good for you, it's not good for you. But okay, but
it's not bad for you, though.
All right, but if you drink alcohol through your bum, you do not have a lot of the filters, so you get like drunk faster, and it's more dangerous because you can die from alcohol poisoning a lot easier. That way. So, if I'm giving a tip to the kids out there, don't drink through your bum.
It's sad that you have to give that as a tip, but apparently that's a thing.
Right.
It's a thing like manscaping.
Okay, everyone knows what
manscaping. Not everyone knows what manscaping is.
Yeah.
I've never heard of it.
Okay. Everybody who's out there.
And I've heard of vajazzling.
Okay. So if anyone out there has not heard of manscaping before I mentioned, please send me a line and just go like, no, this is the first I've heard of it.
Yeah, I think you're going to get a lot of messages.
No, there are no fingers on keyboards right now.
Yes, they
all
are.
Of them
are
leaning back with their arms folded going, Dave, Dave, Dave. Dave.
No, they're
that's
not.
What people do during the show. They go like, Dave, 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 Dave,
Dave. I disagree.
Yeah.
I'm a beloved character on the show.
You're a beloved character from the Shyamalan movie, The Village. And you're in the village, and some outsider has come in with a pamphlet about manscaping.
But eating tomatoes.
Okay, what's that mean? Was that part of the film?
No,
eating tomatoes?
I don't know. This was going on.
Someone came in and invented ketchup and just took over the place?
People used to think tomatoes are poison.
Well, they're part of the deadly nightshade family.
Yeah.
That would make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else is poison, so of course. You're the one brother who's not a murderer. Yeah, you got to be safe.
Yeah.
You know, but someone who's making ketchup out of the rest of the nightshade family, well, that's your last French fry, buddy. Those people did not continue the line.
Yeah.
By the way, I apologize today. We're drinking Evian water because it was the cheapest water that was there. It was the only water actually in the store. I normally would not drink Evian water because it tastes a little French. So if at any point we start sounding very pretentious, I blame the water.
Ah oui.
Yes.
Very good, this water.
That's
très bon.
That is a really good Spanish accent.
This water has Corinthian leather.
It sure does. And as many people have pointed out, it's naive spelled backwards.
Is it?
Yes. You didn't know that?
Yeah, I did.
Dave lives in the village.
I was being naive. That was a moment of naivete.
No, it's fine. Okay. Absolutely. Now you said that there was something that you were going to bring. Oh, I know what it was.
Yeah, we saw The Hobbit.
Yeah, Dave went movie watching.
Yeah.
And now did you go like during the holidays?
No, I just went on Monday.
Okay.
I think I was telling you, the title card I did on the weekend was very complicated.
Right.
More complicated than I thought
it
was.
I have it directly
be.
To my left.
There right it is
now.
Right
we're
there.
Looking at it, and that's the sneaky submarine one. It was suggested on last week's show.
Yeah, you suggested
said,
it.
That sounds fun to do.
Yeah.
Cut to you getting no sleep.
Till Hammersmith. Yeah, it was absolutely, it was just, I was up from 9:30 on Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Till 11 o'clock on Sunday. Not totally doing the thing, obviously. But once I did it, you know, when I finished it, then it was time for church. I went to church. Mm-hmm. Then I came home and did something else, which I can't remember what it was now because it's a big blur to me.
Right.
And then I went to volleyball. I went to my – or volleyball.
What's the difference between volleyball and volleyball?
Well, volleyball
– You go to Wally, the Wally Exchange
in Surrey. We just play in amongst the buses.
Okay, everybody. Now, those most no one out there who doesn't live in the general Vancouver area knows that. But there's an area called Wally anyway. It's a bit of a rough part of
– Yes, it's a traditional area that if you're making fun of a place for its rough characters, you'd bring up Wally.
If you want to go for like an evening stabbing with friends, that's where you go.
That's where you go.
That's right.
But that's what used to be. It's still the bus exchange. That's where if you went to the store, you went over there to get the bus. If you went to the roller skating rink, you went there to get the bus. You went to the teenage nightclub Bumpers, that's where you caught your bus to go back home.
Yeah. If you didn't study hard in school, that's where you'd end up.
If you didn't study hard in school, that's also where you, yes, that's true enough.
Okay. So what is volleyball?
Volleyball, it's a volleyball played in a racquetball court. So you have you play in a box. So you have walls on all sides of you, and you can play off the walls on the sides. Mm-hmm. You can bounce it off that for interesting caroms and things like that are very confusing. Mm-hmm. But you can't use the back of the other opposing team. You can use your own. Like sometimes if the ball is too close to the back wall, you can hit it and use that to knock it over the net.
If it hits the back wall, that is a point for the other side.
On their side. So if you're hitting it from your side to their side and hit their wall, that's a point. Or if you hit it from your side and hit the ceiling on their side and it goes falls down, then it's a point for them as
Very good.
But every other way. Oh, and you can't hit two walls. So if you hit the ball really hard and it bounces off one wall and hits the other on their side, that's also out. But if it just bounces off one wall and hits the ground, then yes, you are safe.
How many people in a volleyball team?
Just depends who shows up. Sometimes it can be 3-on-3 or 4-on-4, or if it gets a bit more than that, usually we break it up into three teams and then winner plays.
And this is done nude?
Absolutely naked.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's Canada.
Well, that's why it's called volleyball.
Yeah, exactly.
So
most places in Canada now cannot do it because of the temperature.
Yeah.
It would just be too dangerous.
Exactly.
Yeah. By the way, did you see that video of the guy jumping on a frozen trampoline? It's pretty good. You get to see what happens if you jump on a frozen trampoline. It's fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what happens? A bunch of frost flies up in the air. It's really good. Flies everywhere. Yeah, it's nice.
Oh, sounds good.
Okay.
Sounds
so good. You're done with that, and you're going
to
go.
Yeah. So I came home, went to bed. It was 11 o'clock at night when I got to bed.
Well, I'm tuckered out.
I felt like I wasn't that tired, but I definitely felt like I'd missed a day.
Right. So you go to sleep. You wake up. You go sleep drinking.
Go sleep drinking while I was sleeping. That's right.
Come back.
Woke up terribly. Felt terrible. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Then I went to work, came home, and then I decided around 10:30 at night that I should go, about 10 o'clock at night, that I should go see The Hobbit, because it's starting at 10:30.
Okay.
So I went at 10:30
to
see The Hobbit. I didn't realize it was 2 hours and 40 minutes.
Okay. Well,
it's a long film.
You had a lot of warning about that.
It's a long movie.
No, but you had a lot of warning.
Yeah, I didn't realize.
You had four other movies in the Peter Jackson.
I was thinking 2 hours.
Tolkien oeuvre, and none of them are a quick ride.
No, they're not, but I was thinking 2 hours.
Okay.
That's what I was giving it.
All right.
So it's 2 hours and 40 minutes. But the problem was that about 5 minutes before the end of the film, the sound turned off.
Uh-oh.
It just turned off completely. There's a scene, I don't want to talk about the scene, but there's a scene that happens, very exciting end of the movie. Things are happening. Mm-hmm. Things are being chased. Stuff's going on. Things are clanging around, banging. Sound turns off. So then I sat there for, I don't know how long. It felt like I sat there for 2 minutes watching nothing, but it's probably a minute. Who knows, right? Because once things are boring, then you don't know what, time slows down. So it might have been a minute, might have been 30 seconds. But I got impatient. I was like, I'm going to go out and tell someone that the sound is turned off.
Right.
Because it's ridiculous. So I walked outside into the theater, into the movie theater complex, and it was absolutely empty. There was no one anywhere. Yeah. I walked down the hall looking for someone I could, no one, no ticket people.
A tumbleweed goes by, and the tumbleweed stops and goes, I'm scared and alone.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then I looked down where the tickets are sold. No one's there.
No.
I walk up to the concession. It's all locked up. Everything's closed there. No one's around. Mm-hmm. Go walking down the other side because there's another, it's sort of like, it's kind of like a central area and then two hallways branch off with the theaters from there. So I walk down that way. No one down there. No one anywhere. I'm kind of timidly saying, hello? Anyone?
Hello? This is before you get murdered. Like if I've seen this movie, you do get killed.
That's right.
Yeah.
Then I walk back
by
down.
By someone who's a huge movie fan and is dressing like a different movie character every time he kills somebody.
Then I walk back down. And to see, was there no sound from the movie theater? So I walked down the other way, no one down there. Then I came walking back, and then people were coming out of the theater. They're like, oh, it ended, but it just jumped to like the ending. There was no, it made no sense. And we're like, oh, so then they were more obnoxious than me. They were like banging on walls and stuff like that. They're walking along banging on doors. And finally someone got opened the door and he goes, yes. And then we explained that the film, you know, ended and we didn't see, we didn't, you know, the sound turn off and we didn't really see what happened. But so then they took us back down to the theater and then they like had to replay parts of the film, like skip things. Cause I didn't realize it, but the movie comes on a disc, which I didn't know the movie comes on a disc, but I didn't realize that the ads and the trailers are on the disc as well.
Oh.
So I didn't realize that. It just comes as a package. Yeah.
Oh.
And so it plays all the set commercials and then the trailers, by the way, the trailers are good for the Hobbit. And so Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
But anyway, so, and then, so they had to kind of skip to the end. They got kind of close to it. And they said, is this, and then we said, good, that's fine. So we watched it through. The weird thing was the people behind me were surprised that it didn't show that the movie didn't end. I thought, you know, there's another part, right? They're like, yeah, they didn't even shoot the dragon with an arrow. I was like, okay, because that would be weird if they did that, because that's basically the end of the story. Mm. Like, it's kind of like the climax.
Though it feels, I understand what they're saying.
Yeah.
You know, again, I like that you didn't want to do any spoilers and you've just completely.
I did a bit.
But that's okay. The spoilers are nothing happens at the end.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, the spoilers are.
I'm assuming people know how the book ends. I mean, I don't think I'm spoiling. It's hard to spoil a book.
Mm.
A book that was released in the 1930s. I'm not going to feel too guilty about saying how it ends.
But there's a, you know, I think, I mean, basically here, I mean, without.
If you haven't read The Hobbit, screw you.
Ha, fair enough. You know, it's a guy going, oh no, we're in trouble now. Like, that's basically how it ends.
What have we done?
Yeah, it's basically, what have we done?
Yeah.
This exciting things will shortly happen.
You're spoiling it more than I am.
And that's the end of that movie. And then you go like, oh, okay.
Yeah. No. Now what?
Now I can see, like, as a human being, like, if you see something so blatantly set up, like, the way to kill this person is to take the toothpick and throw it, and, like, we have the toothpick. All right. That's the end of the movie, and they don't throw the toothpick. You know, you can go, like, maybe there's other stuff that happens in the movie. I mean, to me, if I didn't know what was what, I could think, like, well, he's got the ring now. Mm-hmm. We know the ring does some shit.
Yeah.
We're going to get this dragon out of the way in the second movie. Then we move on to Ringtown, because apparently something's going to happen, right? Clearly something's going to happen with this ring, because we've really set up the ring as being a big deal. Let's see what happens. And there we go.
Well, they haven't really set up the ring as a, because you realize that The Hobbit came before Lord of the Rings. Because really, in the book, the ring doesn't really enter into it at all.
I know, other than something that turns him invisible. It's
I know, yeah.
And,
I know
you know, we still got evil orc guy. So, you know, we got that business. So, you know, I mean, you got how many villains do you need? You know, we've got the dragon. It seems like this one, we're going to kill the dragon. Now we're going to, now we got to deal with our orc business in film number three.
I didn't enjoy that so much in the first film.
What's that?
The
orking around
at the padding. I didn't enjoy the padding so much, but actually, I didn't mind.
But you know that, like, you know that it's padding. Mm-hmm. Whereas a person who hasn't read the book just goes, "Oh, well, this is clearly what happened in the book."
That idiot. But this time I didn't mind it as much because I just accepted it as padding, and I was just like, "Okay, this is like Peter Jackson's fan letter to J.R.R. Tolkien, and you know he wants to." Be part of it. This is like fanfic.
Yeah.
And he's written some fan fiction. And so I'm just going to take it like that. I'm just going to take it. Hopefully it doesn't become slash fiction. Hopefully there's no shipping going on between Bilbo and some
I love that you have that word now and you're using it as much as possible.
Shipping?
That's good. Yeah.
Yeah. I learned it from Tumblr.
It's fun to get a nice new word and like just bring it out.
Sure.
Yeah. No, use it.
It's the first time I used it on the show, but okay.
No, you used it last week.
No, I did not. I used it when I was talking to you, but I didn't use it on the show.
Is that correct?
Yes. But thank you for breaking the fifth wall.
All right. Time. Okay.
Broke sound. The fifth wall is sound.
Oh, it's not at all.
Yes, it is. It's
no,
a dimension.
It's not. No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Sound is not a dimension. Not at all.
It's the fifth dimension.
Are you talking about the band,
That's
fifth
right.
dimension?
And they can hear them. Hence, it is sound.
Listen.
I believe that I can say QED at this point and rub my hands as if I'm dusting them off
from
the incredible labor that I have
done.
This
was like our scientific discussion of earth, wind, and fire.
Earth, wind, and fire.
Yeah.
Which we all know are elements.
That's right.
Mm. What's the fourth element?
Hmm?
What is the fourth element?
Love.
No, it's not. The fourth element is?
Well, it's your air, fire, earth, and smoke.
Yes, that's true.
Well, wait a minute. Let me think. So it's like, it's air.
Earth.
It's fire.
Fire.
It's water, and it's...
That's right.
Did I say earth?
You said earth, wind, fire, water. There you go.
Yeah, okay. There you go. You're fine.
It's so simple. I just
it's the Fantastic
why you're,
Four.
You get
yeah,
all kind
you,
of
they're
weird
all,
and...
it's what the Fantastic Four is based on. There you go.
Is that right?
I think so.
Earth, wind, fire, So who? Okay, I can see Earth. I can see fire.
And Mr. Fantastic is like water. He's
He's flexible and like water. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. 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 Okay. That's good. I like it.
Enjoy.
Thank you. Okay. What's the fifth element? It's a terrible movie.
Fifth element is it's on all the time.
It is.
It's always on, and my wife likes it, and that's fine.
Okay.
But yeah, okay. I was like my friend Roger talking about that. Like, I'm not going to spoil the fifth element. Like,
yeah,
the fifth element
is
love.
Spoil it. Spoil
right.
It.
Like, and there's two gags.
Oh, is it? Okay.
There's two gags that he said that I like. One is, you know, the you got to get those posts, and like the first one is like light a match, and that's how you do it. All right. The water's got to look, cry a tear onto that. And then when you get to love, what do we got to do on this one? This might take a while.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is that
you guys are going to watch. Are
he
you?
Won't. He won't say that he loves this woman, even though it's going to be the end of the universe if he doesn't. And it's like, that guy's got a commitment problem. You know, like, I don't know. You know, maybe we can date a while and then
see how it goes.
The most beautiful woman in the universe.
Yeah.
Also, you're Bruce Willis. You're not going to do better than this.
Yeah, that's true.
Also, the universe will end if you don't say you love her. Also, you clearly love her. And no, guys, this is rough. Well, finally he does.
I watched a bit. I've never actually seen the whole
good
film.
Good old Bilbo Baggins is in that one.
Is he?
Yeah, Ian, whatever. Yeah, the guy plays the older Bilbo.
The older one.
Yeah.
Okay. I can't remember his name.
He's the priest in that scene going, oh, no.
I haven't seen the whole film.
Oh, for
I watched a bit
loud.
Of it. I watched a bit of it and I thought, isn't this based on that heavy metal
segment? Everything's based on heavy metal. Everything is.
You know what I mean, right? There's that one.
I don't
the
know
the taxicab driver and...
It
metal?
Seems a
movie.
You
movie
know what?
Heavy metal.
Yeah, but there's. I mean, everything's.
Remember
a
that movie?
Driver.
There's like a Corvette that's falling down from
yeah,
the sky.
Yeah, that's fine. Everyone
playing
does
rock
that.
And roll music.
Yeah, there's very Mobius-y thing. It's fine. Watch it sometime. Just get it out of your system. It's fine.
All right. I just
get it on HD. It's pretty.
Yeah.
If you can stand Chris Tucker, it's fine.
I just what I don't like are Luc Besson films.
What's another one of his films?
There's the one. It's the with the
Lucky Luke.
Lucky Luke? No, it's like The Transporter. Isn't that Luc Besson?
Okay, I didn't mind the first one. Second and third one were terrible.
They always feel like he wrote an idea on a napkin, and then that became a movie.
Well, that's what Pixar did.
What's that?
Pixar wrote all their ideas on napkins. They had one meal, and they basically came up with all the ideas for like The Incredibles and Ratatouille and Wall-E and Toy Story. And that was all napkins.
And
so nothing wrong with napkins.
Bug's Life and Finding Nemo. But the thing is that yes, they do that, but then they spend like 10 years developing each idea and like throwing out things that don't work and redrawing things and trying different storyboards.
You think Luke didn't do that?
I don't think he
does.
I don't think he.
I think he worked hard on Fifth Element. I think he threw a lot of stuff in that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I don't think he wrote that one, did he? Isn't that?
I got no idea.
I want to say it was Jodorowsky worked on that, but I don't know. Didn't he work on that, Alexander Jodorowsky?
I could not shrug my shoulders.
Is it really weird? Does it have like a lot of weird stuff that happens in it that makes no sense?
There is a lot of weird stuff in it. Yeah, I'll give you that.
It sounds like
for sure. Okay. But like a guy who's driving the flying cab, you know, I mean, my
just like in heavy metal.
Yeah, but also space cabbie. You know, the 1950s DC comic, space taxi or space cabbie? I think space cabbie. He was a cab driver in space.
Okay.
And he drove a thing. And now our friend Eric Fell has a web series called Space Cab, I believe, too. So, you know,
it's a popular...
People enjoy a car that flies, and eventually you're going to put a taxi driver in there.
Yeah.
You might take him to space.
Sure.
You might drive him around that floaty world.
Does he drive a checker cab?
It's kind of checkered-y.
They're the best, apparently.
Well, easy to see while you're flying.
Easy to see while you're flying and roomy, which is what you want in space.
Mm-hmm.
You want your room.
I always like, I'm always sort of admiring cab drivers that aren't terrible. There's one that's absolutely terrible, who we've gotten many, many times. And but the reason I admire a cab driver is one that knows the whole city.
Okay.
Like actually knows it.
Yeah.
Like for that show, Cash Cab. I know, like, the people that were auditioning for Cash Cab, one of the things they had...
Isn't it called Cash Crab?
Yeah, that's where they ride a giant crab around in a post-apocalyptic future, based on a Jack Kirby comic. That's
okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway, are we done with that nonsense? Can we talk about, you know, the thing I'm
talking
about?
Makes more sense, because it should be like Cash Grab becomes Cash Crab.
I always want to see Cash Ambulance, where someone's in an ambulance and you can win money on the way to the hospital. But you got to get more and more
drugs. Crash Cab.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So what they had to do when they were auditioning for hosts were, you had hosts that were like, you know, kind of comedian actor types, but they came down to like the last two guys and they both had to get their hack license.
Okay.
And to get your hack license, you actually have to take a test on all the streets, and you basically have to memorize the grid in New York.
Sure.
And they did. And only one of them got the job. But that I was just like, holy cow, that you have to know basically all of your city. That's impressive. There's this one guy who's terrible, who has like a little iPod playing with like videos of horrible bands all the time.
Yeah.
And he's always wrong where he's driving. And then if you correct him, he gets really upset. And we've had this guy during some very tense times in our lives where we're going for like medical tests that could go bad and stuff like that. But everything works out. It was fine. But like this guy's just gotten on my last nerve, like to the point where like whenever we get him, it's just like, oh,
blah. Can you request to not have him come in?
Well, I don't know his name. You know, I don't.
Doesn't have like a hack number.
Maybe. But you know what? Normally, here's the situation. The thing that we're getting to, we need to get to right away. Yeah. We don't have time to be fussy.
Mm.
So, you know, we have to kind of take it.
Okay.
You know, he's a delightful surprise every time. But normally, I do admire cab drivers. I go like, this is a pretty good skill that you're able to do all this.
Well, I might be misquoting this, and I probably am.
Okay.
And people will get mad at me. But I believe...
But bitches be crazy. Bitches Ben Franklin.
But I believe that London cab drivers... It actually changes their brains, the amount of information they have to know to drive around London.
Mm-hmm.
That they're like, I can't remember. I should look it up. I should look up these things before I make these ridiculous statements. So I'm going to backtrack now, and I'm going to say that what I meant was that London cab drivers, they speak in British accents.
And here's what happens.
And I just want to say one more thing. Is like, I got a free movie pass.
Oh, cool. Well, let me do my London cab driver impression right now.
Oh, sure.
All right. So we're taking a ride from the airport to the hotel.
Okay.
And it's about, I think 11 pounds or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And I tip a pound. And you're going.
You tip a pound. Okay.
Yeah. So here's the thing. So you're, because it's 11 and I'm tipping a pound. I'm thinking like percentage wise.
There you go.
So like you give me that pound and go, here's a pound. You say that to me and I'll be the cab driver.
Here's a pound for you.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Yeah, like I clearly tip too much, like way too much with this pound business. Yeah,
I don't think they tip there.
I guess they don't, but I feel weird not.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
You know.
Here's my impersonation of this is a British cab. I've never taken a cab in London. I've only driven in London.
Okay.
Never taken a cab there. But
it's fun. They're big.
Yeah, is that right?
Yeah, nice big spacious in the background. Yeah. You're just like, just put your feet up, get a card table out. We got a buffet.
Excuse me, sir. Please take your feet off the seat, please. No, we would take the train out to go to where Lisa's aunt lived. Mm-hmm. And we would get to the train station. We'd go down to get the cab. And we'd say, can we please go to Ron's? And the guy would say, Ron's? We'd say, yeah, Ron's, please. You want to go to Ron's? Yeah, Ron's, like we just said to you. Ron's? What's the difference? Why at every time you get corrected? Like every time. Not once. Every time. Every cab driver. It's like we're not saying it quite right. I don't know what it is. Can you please take the cab to Ron's? Ron's? Yeah. Ron's. You want to go to Ron's? What? There's no other place. There's no Rounds nearby. There's no Wren's. Stupid. Pedantic people.
Mm-hmm. Making fun of your accent.
They got no tip. They got no tip from me. My tip was, don't correct fucking Canadians, motherfucker.
Wow.
Yeah.
You mean motherfucker?
And don't go with sailors.
You mean motherfucker?
What do you mean?
Motherfucker. That's how you say it.
Oh, and that's how Canadians say it?
Motherfucker.
Motherfucker?
No, not motherfucker. Motherfucker.
Motherfucker?
Yeah, that's right. You go up at the ends because it's friendly. Americans go down because it's aggressive. Yeah.
Oh, you're making it sound French, though, but it's just like motherfucker.
Yeah, because we use the French.
We see the French pronunciation. Okay.
We've combined the French and the English together, as we do with many of our words. Yeah. Like, as in, you know, the Canadian word for hot dog is hot dog.
Canadian is hot dog.
And then the French is hot dog.
Yeah,
hot dog. You know, what's mustard? Mustard is, in English, mustard. And in French, it's moutard. It's just like, you just throw a dumbass accent on it, and now you got a French word.
I like how you made it almost sound like you were saying the S for the French one.
Meh.
Moutard.
And let me just say, I'm from Quebec.
Oh, you can make fun of them.
I can make fun of
them.
I've done my time.
Yeah.
I've gone back. Mm-hmm. It's not like, you know, I grew up there. Yeah. But now I've gone back, and I've had people be mean to me. I've gone to Harvey's Hamburgers, and I've tried to order all the separate ingredients.
Yeah.
And people have been condescending.
Condescending? Is that right?
Condescending. Like that. Yeah.
You say, oh, that old poutine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's an expression in Quebec.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, that old Poutine.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, he was the worst clown. Remember that clown, Poutine the clown? Trying to teach us French. Awful.
I don't remember that.
No, it doesn't exist. Just making it up.
Oh, okay.
There was a French clown on TV Ontario I just remember how he said, comme ci, comme ça, and it just grated on my nerves to the point where I didn't want to learn French. Just, comme ci, comme ça. It was like this, wah, like a lot of that stuff. Pourquoi? Like a lot of this.
That does sound very Quebecois, though.
Oh, it was awful.
Because they have that real, wah.
Yeah.
Especially Ontario French speakers. They do. They do. They have a real wah to their...
Yeah. Well, all the...
I worked with one.
Well, what
for many
people
years.
Don't realize is the original...
many years.
Settlers into Quebec were ducks. And so they based the language on the traditional Mallardian...
Mallard.
Cadence.
That's why it's called Mallardville.
Yeah.
That's why the French area of Vancouver, Lower Mainland, is called Mallardville.
That's right.
I didn't realize that, but now I know.
Yeah.
Now I know.
Yeah.
It's like, you see.
Yeah, you ask like you ask the duck like, you know, do you want to go to the park? Wait. And do you not want to go to the park? No. And it's like both sounds ducks can make.
Sure.
Like there's very few words. There's very few words that you could say in Quebec accent that do not sound like they're being said by a duck.
No, it's true. You're right.
An angry duck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't think of any now. Oh, it's so sad.
Don't worry about it.
It's okay.
And I'm gonna provide you with a link.
Je ne parle pas français.
Very good. Vive le Quebec libre.
Vive le Quebec libre.
Yeah. Now, Dave, were you doing a duck or René Lévesque there?
What is the difference?
I don't know.
No difference.
Oh, man. If I was doing a cartoon back then, I'd do René LeDuc. He'd be an adorable character. And yes. I could probably sell it to Disney and have him be a Scrooge McDuck pal.
Oh, okay.
And go on.
Yeah.
But he's always trying to separate everything.
I will not go on an adventure with you, Scrooge McDuck. Oh, I sound Spanish again. Shit.
No, that's fine.
No, it sucks.
That's okay.
It's bad when you go to do an accent and it turns into something else.
I know, but it was delightful watching you try. Like, it's fun to watch a big, big failure.
Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to fail, as they say, fail huge.
Fail huge.
Yeah.
Just put it right out there.
Yeah.
Throw it.
That's what half of YouTube is based on.
Yeah.
It's people going, I can jump this. No, you can't. Of course
I can
you can't.
Do it. I can do a French accent.
Yeah. And whenever you see, like, they always have this.
No, you can't.
Things on Facebook where it's like, you know, there was this duck and this mountain lion that are now friends.
Yes.
Okay.
You won't believe what happens next.
Right. Well, they cuddle. That's what always happens. But if you then want to see what happens to the animals that don't get along, YouTube, that's the one for you.
That's the other one?
Yeah. It's like, well, this is what normally happens. Yeah. You know,
when the lion lies down with a lamb.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, he wakes up hungry and then all of a sudden there's just one of them.
What happens when the lamb lies down on Broadway?
What, like outside here? Because we're recording this on the corner of Broadway.
That's right. What happens there?
If he lies down on Broadway, probably we'd call animal rescue, collect up the lamb.
You are prosaic.
That or gets taken into the Greek restaurant.
<That's>, there you go.
You know, becomes a kebab.
Yes.
Either and or
good.
Either.
That sounds good.
Really? Just like a street sheep?
Oh, why not?
You would eat street sheep.
If it's, you know, a little roadkill, never hurt anybody.
Okay. Oh, you're thinking it's dead.
I'm thinking that that's a busy road.
Uh-huh.
How long would a lamb last on Broadway?
I don't know. What's it doing for a living? What is its skill set?
What's its skill set?
I don't know. If it can work in a coffee shop, a lamb could, you know, make a good living here.
Do pretty good. I don't know. Does it have piercings? Can it work in a coffee shop?
Do you know what it'd be working as, Dave, in the
What's
coffee
that?
Shop?
Okay. Wait a second. Let me just... Okay, what?
Barista. That's what it'd be. You know, there's a lot of jokes we're doing tonight. That'd be great if you're 8.
we're trying to broaden our demographic.
Oh, it was I don't want to say it was terrible because it wasn't terrible, but this Christmas
what's wonderful,
my niece and nephew got the worst gift that you can give a kid.
Oh,
aside
wait.
From a drum kit.
That's not the worst present for a kid.
No,
that's
no
worst
not
present for
from
everyone else.
I'm talking this is the worst present
oh,
for everyone
else.
That basically
everyone else.
Yeah.
Merlin?
No. What okay. What year is it? Is it 1983? Merlin? Jesus. Okay. Are you talking actually getting the wizard Merlin, the son of the devil who ages backwards? Is that
what
you're talking about?
That's what I meant. That's what I meant.
Okay, fair.
That'd be a terrible gift to give a child.
Yeah, it's like a wizard.
Don't give wizards to children.
No, here's the
what I'm saying to you.
Here's the worst gift you can give a child.
Here's the worst
gift. That makes everyone's life terrible.
Thundersticks?
No, that's fine because they'll go and practice those. a book of jokes.
The Bennett Kerf book of jokes.
Oh, I wish.
Oh, is I that wish. Right?
No, this is like the worst. This it's is like all filler bullshit, knock knock, horrible jokes, and references that they don't get and you barely get, and you've got to explain them to them. But they're still selling them to you like they get it. And it's just like, oh, for crying out loud.
I had a joke book like that. I remember two jokes from it.
Okay, hit me.
The first one was, this is like a, you know, A says to B. A says, my dad has a rabbit tattooed on his arm. B says, my dad has a lot of hairs on his chest. That's one joke I remember from it.
Okay.
The other one I don't remember very well, but it's something to do with a. It's something to do with a baseball. Oh yeah. What did you know that there's a baseball game played in the Bible? And you say, no, I didn't know that.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, in the beginning. Get it? In the beginning.
Oh wow. In the beginning. Oh wow.
Those are the two that stuck in my mind. So that tells you the general quality of the rest of the jokes in that particular book. So let me hear some samples of the jokes that you're hearing.
Oh dude, I can't. There was ones about centipedes and stuff. Like I don't even know. Like they just went they clearly the people who made these books just went on the internet and just got the worst of the worst, cleanest jokes they could and just stuffed these books, cheap fucking books full. Yeah. To the point where I'm right now considering, this is what I'd like to do, is I know a number of comedians, and I would actually like to put together a book of jokes for kids that are good. Mm-hmm. Actually good. Like, have people write, like, five jokes each, put them together, and, like, do it for charity or something, but I want to do that. So that's kind of a goal of mine. But a friend last night was saying she was having a bad evening and asked for jokes.
Okay.
And so, you know, some people put some up. And one of them that I found was, you know how I knew I was dyslexic, Dave?
How'd you know that?
I went to a toga party dressed as a goat.
That's good. I like it.
Yeah, I like that one, too.
That's a good one. And you made that one up, or you found it?
No, I found that one. Okay. That's a Jimmy Carr joke.
It's a Jimmy Carter joke?
Carr. C-A-R-R.
Oh, okay.
That's right.
Sorry, I'm having trouble understanding you today. I don't know why. It must be your cold.
Oh, I've got a terrible cold.
You have a terrible cold. But last week, you sounded like a frog talking in the bottom of a big bucket.
I did.
Not a French person. I just mean like you sounded like you're kind of like, ah, Dave, ah.
Yeah.
This week, you don't sound as like you have as bad a cold, but you say it's worse.
Oh, it's much worse.
So it's interesting.
Because it's internalized. Yeah. And also, it's gotten to the point where it doesn't look like I deserve pity. But lordy, do I deserve more pity.
You want pity.
It's gotten into the bones and it's gotten into everything.
Are you really cold?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had that. See, that's how it hit me. It didn't hit me like as a cold. It hit me as this weird kind of flu thing where I was just like laying on the couch sleeping.
Yeah, it also is like you go and you have a shower, you have a hot shower, and your body just goes, nice try. Yeah. Nice try, bastard. Yeah. That ain't going to work. Yeah, unless you're opening your mouth and you want to swallow this hot water, this ain't going
to
fly.
Have you ever been cold to the bone?
Yes.
What happened?
What happened was that we went to a con in Toronto, and it took place in this horse barn.
Okay.
Like it was, they didn't, and it was in November, I think, and they did not have enough heat at all.
Didn't have enough horses in there to provide heat.
No, well, though, actually, there was literally next door, there was a horse show and there was a dog show. Like, they were taking place in the same kind of barn area right next door, and I went, there's literally a dog and pony show over there.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we're doing our thing, and we're kind of bundling up a little bit, but we do it for a long, long time.
Yeah.
And it's getting colder and colder, and then when we get back to the hotel, we cannot warm up.
Yeah.
Like, you are cold internally, like, to the point where, like, it doesn't matter. There's no wrapping up will only keep your temperature. It doesn't create new heat.
Yeah.
And you're not creating new heat. You're like, well, this is dangerously cold. This is no good. So yeah, we ended up like having to take some hot baths and like really wait a while. But we were shivering through the night even after we'd heated up. Yeah, we kept having little cold flashes. How about you?
Well, this happened a couple of trips ago. We went to England. We were in the Orkney Islands. And during the trip, my brother-in-law had brought this fantastic Frisbee along for the trip. Mm-hmm. I don't know why he brought it, but actually it was a lot of fun. We would play it wherever we were, where there was a field nearby.
What made this special, this Frisbee?
It was round.
Oh,
that is
a good Frisbee.
But it was round. It wasn't like a solid piece. It was like an open, like a hoop that was sort of flattened.
Okay.
And when you threw it, it would go farther than you thought it would. Like, you'd start running for it, and it would seem to suddenly like get picked up by the wind, and it would go up again and carry on. It was a fantastic Frisbee. So we played it all over. We played it in England. We played it in Scotland. We played it in the Orkney Islands, which is part of Scotland, but notice to differentiate between being in mainland Scotland and being in the Orkney Islands. But we were playing on Orkney Islands on the beach. And we were playing for quite a while. And then my nephew decided he wanted to try throwing it. So he threw it exactly 90-degree angle of where he was standing, straight out into the water. right into the North Sea. Bloop. And it sank because it was kind of like a big rubber. It was kind of like a, had a lot of rubber and
it
plastic.
It went down. It choked a dolphin to death.
That's right.
And that was the end of that.
And so we had to get it.
What?
Yeah.
You're going to go into the North Sea to get a Frisbee.
So I went out into the water.
Sir, go to the toy store and purchase another.
That was not an option.
It is not worth your life.
It was not an option. So I was out in the water for 45 minutes. And we
looking for a Frisbee in the North Sea.
We divided it up into quadrants that we were going to search. So I searched.
There are missing children that don't get this kind of search pattern.
I searched through about 7 of the quadrants. And I could not find it anywhere. I could not see it at all.
This is ridiculous.
But I started getting so cold that I started feeling sick, like physically sick.
Oh, don't even.
So I said, I have to go and sit down. So I went and sat on the beach for a bit. My brother-in-law went out to one place and found it right away. I loosened the lid.
I just think he knew where it was and he was having fun.
Okay. So we're going to play it again. But actually, I felt so sick that I had to go walk back up to the house because the beach was down from the farm. And so I walked back up. And I did, like I say, I felt nauseated.
Yeah, yeah, you feel real bad. Yeah.
And I went and took a warm bath, but even the warm bath didn't warm me up. No. Like I could feel in my bones, like I could just feel coldness inside me. That it was just amazing. I've never been that cold in my life.
You got to drink something as well if you can. Drink something warm as well at the same time.
Yeah, maybe I should have had a hot chocolate or something. I think I did have a hot chocolate, but I can't remember now. But
just a quick question on this hot chocolate, because I've been thinking, like all these people, like I say, throwing the boiling water in the air. If you take a hot chocolate and you throw that in the air, what happens?
You get a chocolate bar.
Is that what happens?
Yeah.
All right.
You didn't know that?
No.
No, you do.
You're a fun dad.
Why do you say that?
That's the kind of thing you kid ask you. And you tell them that and they think for a second. Okay. And then like 2 years later.
That's probably the most disappointing dad then, really.
No, not at all. That's a delight. By the way, that would be the worst funeral. It was like everyone gathered around your funerals, like Dave.
Throw your ashes?
Well, no, I'm just saying, no.
They throw your ashes so cold out, you just land on the ground.
No, you throw the ashes in the air, it's so cold, you reassemble.
Yeah.
And then like, you're back to life, and like, whoa!
Well, no, you're not back to life.
Why?
It just reassembles into a dead corpse laying in the snow. That would be disappointing.
Look, since we're in Magic Land, why don't we just bring you back to life as well?
Then you'd say, you're naked, you're like, man, it's cold out. You know what I'm saying? It's really cold, guys, okay? Really cold. I have to go warm up.
Ashes to ass. So, you'd have your funeral and they'd all be there and like, how did he die? He was trying to save a Frisbee. And like, even Scottish people went, that's one cheap bastard.
That's one cheap.
How long was he out in the North Sea trying to save that $5 Frisbee? Oh, he was out there at least 45 minutes.
He divided it up into...
Yeah, it's still, the North Sea doesn't really...
It wasn't the first time I swam. I swam every day when I was there.
Yeah, but you were swimming...
But not for that long.
No, not for that long.
I stretched
and not
it
to recover the $5
Frisbee.
It wasn't
a $5 Frisbee. It's probably like a $20 Frisbee. It wasn't a cheap Frisbee.
Well worth your life.
It was a custom Frisbee, man.
Well worth your life.
It had flames painted on the side.
Oh, well, I stand corrected then. Well worth your life.
So we wouldn't have been able to play it anymore.
You would have had the Scottish headline, Dumbass Dies in Sea.
Man dies recovering Frisbee.
And no, you wouldn't have died recovering the Frisbee. That's the thing. The Frisbee would be lost.
Oh, that's
so
true.
So like the next day, like the Frisbee would have like come up on shore and like, oh, got it.
Och, I.
Yeah, why didn't he just wait? He knows how the ocean works, doesn't he? No, apparently he didn't.
It all goes out. It all goes out. It doesn't come in.
He was a Canadian. Oh, Canadian. Sad Canadian.
Sad boy.
Yeah. They don't have Frisbees there.
No.
No, you throw them in the sea. Oh, you're swimming for hours trying to find your wee Frisbee.
You don't know this Frisbee. This Frisbee was a special Frisbee, man.
Okay.
I had a special relationship with that Frisbee. Right. Yeah, I think you're just thinking of like a normal Frisbee.
Wait, Dave, did you have sex with this Frisbee?
I'm not saying.
How big was the hole in the middle of the Frisbee?
I'm just saying I did swim for 45 minutes to try and find it.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not saying anything else besides that.
That's right.
But it was a special
Dave,
Frisbee.
Why are you yelling whammo over and over again?
It was very dear to me. And it wasn't a cheapo whammo. It was a cheapo whammo.
They invented the Frisbee whammo.
They didn't invent a very good Frisbee because this was an improvement. This was a better mousetrap.
Okay.
This was someone built a better mousetrap and people came to their door. They beat a path to the door for this Frisbee.
Okay.
It was a freaking fantastic Frisbee.
Mm-hmm.
You could throw it. I'm not joking. It went like the length of a football field.
It was worth the life of a few young men.
Yes. Not only would I have sacrificed myself for it, I would have sacrificed other people
less,
to recover that.
Less
frisbee.
Men would have died the Falklands War.
That's right.
The great frisbee recovery
of the Orkney Islands.
Yeah. This would be a legend. They would make songs about it, like accordions would be brought out.
Always. Accordions are always brought out, though. It's Scotland.
They would have drank a drink. They drink anyway. So they might as well drink for you. If,
wherever you go in Scotland, you will hear accordion music. And I'm not joking.
I'm also just picturing them now naming a street after you. Mm-hmm. There's a little picture of you on it. And it's you in heaven with your frisbee.
That's right.
They were reunited in the afterlife. You know, he's playing frisbee with Jesus now. Oh, the real long throws. Here's how it would be. In place of your halo, there's that frisbee up there. That's right. What the statue of you would be like there, in the town square.
There you go. Well, when I was swimming, I was thinking of a tombstone for it, you know. I hardly threw ye.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really how you want to end your life, as a cautionary tale.
It's looking for a frisbee.
Don't be like this guy.
Well, I just want to say.
In my own defense.
That
it was a good frisbee.
It was a good frisbee, man.
That's what's on your tombstone. It's just like it was a good frisbee, man. That's yours.
We had more days of the trip to go, and if we didn't have the frisbee, what were we going to do?
I don't know. Live?
No.
Survive? Buy another?
No. You couldn't find it. Not in Orkney.
You couldn't find another frisbee?
Not like that one. I'm serious. It was a special frisbee. It was. You don't see it every day. I don't think I've ever seen another frisbee like
where
it.
Where is this frisbee today?
I don't know. Probably got thrown
wasn't
out.
That special? Oh, it got thrown out. There
I don't know. It wasn't my frisbee. It was my brother-in-law's. He brought it.
Okay.
I was kind of like, why are you bringing a frisbee? But then when we started playing, I was like, oh, I see why. This frisbee is fantastic.
All right, I want you to look up the greatest frisbee online. If you can find a replica of that frisbee, I would like to see this.
Okay.
All right. That is ultimate frisbee, one that takes your life. Yes. How are we?
It didn't take my life.
All right.
I am still here to tell the tale.
Before we wrap things up, by the way, Dave, because we need to do a couple of things.
We need to do a couple of things. One.
We've got a contest.
We have a contest.
Right. Now, when are we doing this contest?
Next week.
All right. Next week's show.
Episode 111.
111. A lot of fun. You might be thinking it's 3 if you're a Roman looking at that number.
That's
right. But you're incorrect. It's 111. Incorrect.
Fuck you, Romans.
Yeah. The hell with you guys. All the roads lead there. Well, thanks. Why am I on a road there? I might as well stay where I am.
Yeah.
You know, your vomitoriums. Anyway.
You know, vomitorium just meant exit.
You know what?
Yeah.
Let's just have some fun with the word.
Okay.
If we can't have fun with vomitorium, what can we have fun with?
It was still used, like, in the 19... Mm. Up until recently, until people became titterers, vomitorium was still a word used, like, in stadium and arenas as an exit word for the exit area.
Good for them. Yeah. Okay. So, anyway, what we're going to do... You see how we've rambled here? Next week...
We do not ramble.
What we're going to do... Dave is not a rambler. We are going to stay on one topic for the entire episode. Now, we have had...
What topic is that?
Well, this is the thing.
Oh.
We're asking you, our gentle listeners, to provide us with a topic. We're going to put all these topics in a hat. We're going to pick one out. We're going to do it for an hour.
Yeah.
We've done this once before. It didn't go well. So, we're going to do it again.
That's right.
Know why? Because we do not learn from our mistakes.
No.
We're going to dive into the North Sea, and we're going to look for the frisbee of success.
One more time.
That's right. And so what we'd like you to do is, if you have an idea for a topic for us to talk about, go to our Facebook page and give us a little note there. You can also send us a message on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
You can go to our Twitter account, which is sneaky_dragon.
Yes.
At sneaky. You know it's at. Everything's at. Anyway, sneaky_dragon. Go there. You might go to our webpage. We've got way too many options. I think we're splitting the vote, frankly, on our own thing. Sneakydragon.com. You could give us a thing
there.
They all
filter into the same.
Now, there's been a lot of topics that have scared David that he does not want to have to talk about. So if you want to please this young man, please send more topics.
Yes.
Those of you that some of you have sent great topics.
Yeah.
You know, so we're excited. We're a little scared.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to see what's happening. Next week, we will be doing that. And we're going to be giving the winner some shirts and fun stuff.
Yep.
And if you're like, well, I don't like gambling. I want to just have a shirt. Well, come to our website. We'll give you a shirt. No, give you a shirt. You'll pay for a shirt.
Yeah.
And go to our shop. Check that out.
Yeah.
If you're in the Vancouver area, come see me in shows. I'm going to be in the Vancouver Sketchfest show. That's happening later this month. I do the Critical Hit show. That's happening later this month. And next week. I'm in Minus World. It's on next Tuesday. And it's video game improv, and I'm going to be doing that. I've also got a book on Kindle called It's About Tolerance, Stupid, which is an improv survival guide. and basically a guide to life in the arts and how to avoid some of the pitfalls that you do. So those are the general plugs that we normally make. Is there anything else that I should be plugging, Dave, that you can think of?
Nope, can't think of anything.
All right.
I just wanted to say, actually, one piece of good news that I forgot to mention.
Oh, good news.
Is that I was able to recover my hard drive from my my broken hard drive. I took it out of the computer and I
used was using it for volleyball.
I used a SATA adapter and plugged it into another computer, and then I had to do all this DOS stuff to it, and I was able to recover the files.
Very good. Sounds like wizard work.
It was magical. I used a wand.
A magical misery tour.
A magical wand. And I when I was
Doctor Who style.
Well, I was using the wand, I kept saying, boy, it's cold out. You guys know what I mean, right? It's cold out, right? Everybody?
Oh, everyone in Canada knows.
Oh, man,
and
it's
in
cold.
The States, too. It's really cold out. Yeah, you can take, you can pee, and it will just vanish.
That's right.
I mean, immediately.
Not just the pee.
No, everything.
Everything will vanish.
The whole business will vanish.
Yeah, the whole business will vanish.
That's right.
It's called manscaping.
That's where I was going to go, too. We can't get better than that. That's where it's going to end. Thank you very much for listening. I've been Ian Boothby.
I've been David Dedrick.
This has been episode 110. We've done 110 of these. Holy cow. Of Sneaky Dragon. Really appreciate you listening and hope you have a good rest of your day. Take care of yourselves.
Goodbye.
Bye.
You do.
Stop it. Stop talking. It's like we can't have these slumber parties if you do this.